Mim and the Disastrous Dog Show, Travelling Bookshop, Book 4, written by Katrina Nanastad and read by Emmanuel Matana. I'm standing in a shallow stream, nibbling a piece of toast with jam. Water trickles past my ankles, tickling my skin. A fat, little trout swims nearby, staring up at me. "Isn't this a wonderful morning?" I murmur. Blue sky, lush green meadow, dewdrops sparkling in the sunlight as though diamonds are growing in the grass. I sigh. Peaceful like a poem. The trout smiles up at me. Well, maybe she doesn't smile, but she seems friendly. "I'm Miriam Rose Cohen, and I'm 10 years old," I whisper. "I'm very pleased to meet you." I break off a tiny piece of toast and drop it in the stream. The trout drifts forward, gulps it, then wags her tail. "Huh," I smile. "So you like strawberry jam?" I pick off another morsel of toast and drop it in the water. My fishy friend approaches the sinking crumb, mouth open in a sweet, small O. But before she eats it, she lurches and darts away. "Oh, Trouty," I sigh. "There's nothing to be scared. Mim! Mim!" Nat, my little brother, runs into the stream. He's splashing, screaming, waving his chubby arms in the air. "Get out!" He grabs my hand and tugs. My toast falls into the water and sinks. "Run for your life!" shouts Nat. "The Loch Ness Monster is coming!" "Nat!" I cry. "The Loch Ness Monster lives in Scotland in a deep, dark lake. I'm standing in a shallow stream in the Cotswolds in England." "There!" screams Nat, pointing upstream. Something brown slithers through the water, then vanishes. "Eek!" Nat yanks my arm. I tug back, lose my balance, and fall headlong into the stream, taking Nat with me. Nat bawls. "The Loch Ness Monster is going to gobble us up for breakfast and spit our bones out onto the grass. Then he'll eat Daisy for dessert. Lambs are like chocolate to Loch Ness Monsters." Since arriving in England 2 days ago, Dad's been reading us a book called Legendary Creatures of the British Isles. Nat's been spotting fairies, elves, werewolves and fauns crouch behind every tree, lurking in every shadow. Last night he saw a dragon flying through the sky. Which is fair enough, I suppose. He's only 6 and has an imagination the size of a hot air balloon. But this is the first sighting of the Loch Ness Monster. We stagger to our feet and climb onto the grassy bank. Nat's crying like he's trying to win a trophy for it.